Here. Give me a hand, old man.
I wish we hadn't come here.
Don't be silly.
Cheers.
But there they are, sitting there. They can see us, Silverman.
Ah, but they can't hear what we're saying, can they?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Nonsense. Drink up.
He has very cold eyes. Have you noticed?
He's intimidating you already. Relax, old man.
Oh, he's intimidated me for years. You don't know the things he's done.
Of course I do. I've seen his record.
Well, let's hope...
More than hope this time. A deadly certainty. This time he's had it, old man. Dead as the proverbial paschal lamb. We have the very plan for him. His one weakness.
If he has one.
His Achilles heel. Never could resist a pretty face. And you must admit, we've the prettiest face imaginable to catch him. Yes, look at him. Laughing away there. I'm afraid you've had it this time, Madam Kane. Here's to you. Cheers. Drink up, Matthew.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
A Bird in the Hand.
Can't think why we came here.
Yes, you can. It's my place.
Of course. Your choice. Always your choice. Why can't we go to my club once in a while?
You're joking.
I like it there.
They walked over Scotch.
They do not. Well, not very much. And only if they run desperately short. The secretary assured me.
She is.
It's so noisy.
It doesn't seem to affect the rest of the staff.
Hmm?
Over there. Silverman and Matthews.
Oh, yes.
Wonder what they're doing here.
Oh, having a lunchtime knock-in, just as we are.
And sulking business.
How do you know?
Heads close together, voices down. Unless they're onto a good thing for the free 30.
Talking of business...
Must we?
The only reason you persuaded me out of the office. Pop round to the boozer with a quick snort, you said. Much more comfy than the office. We can talk about it there.
Yeah, well, if we must.
Security is tighter, too. That's what you said.
And I meant it. I mean, you never know who's listening at Curzon Street.
I hope that was a joke.
Only part of it.
Now, this trip, Adam. Now, look, I know how you feel about working alone.
Oh, dear, here it comes.
Would you please listen to me? I appreciate your reasons, and most of the time they're very valid. You do work better alone.
Thank you.
But this time you're going to need someone to go with you.
Why?
Cover.
What sort of cover?
You've exhausted most of the possibilities as far as you're concerned. You're not exactly a master of disguise, are you?
Yeah, I'll concede that one.
Your face is on every file in Europe, and I don't want you to be noticed this time. It's important.
I haven't blacked up yet.
They know you work alone. They look for a man travelling alone. You know how they check passports now.
So, what's the grift?
We'll find you a wife. It might put them off for a while.
No.
Why not?
Birds are trouble. Look at the last time. Sylvie, whatever her name was.
She was inexperienced. I have a seasoned agent for you this time.
Oh, yeah, I know what that means. 50 years old, Olympic shot put gold medalist.
No. She's 27, she weighs 7.5 stone, and she looks like this. Well, Adam?
What time does the plane leave?
Come and sit down, Henry.
It's all very well for you. You have nothing to lose.
Rubbish. We both have nothing to lose. Come on.
Oh, well, I don't like it.
It was your idea.
Then it was my idea. When it was going to be Walter Beecham. Now it's Adam Kane, and I don't like it.
That attaché case is as good as ours, no matter who takes it. Admit it, Henry. The plan is foolproof.
It's good, but nothing is foolproof. Not with that man. He's created too many miracles.
Not this time. Think about it. Two of them out there. Just two of them. No backup. No contact. And he's as weak as a kitten if there's a bird around that he fancies. We'll take that case off him, and he won't even notice until it's gone.
And by then, he'll be dead.
Exactly. I can't see what you're worrying about.
Well, perhaps you're right.
That's better. Positive thought, old man. Yes, the money. Think of the money.
Yes.
Over 100,000 each.
Due to us, Silverman. Due to us.
Exactly. Of course, we'll have to pay the girl well.
Oh, yes.
The Russians will be pleased.
Delighted, I should think. That sort of information.
To wonder Devonish is allowing you to travel, even with Adam Kane. Silly man.
Silverman?
Yes?
You're sure about this girl?
Quite certain. She's been well trained.
We can trust her?
Oh, yes, so most certainly. This girl can be trusted.
I haven't met her. Did you know that?
No reason you should, Matthews. Since I've done the training. But you will. Any second now.
What?
Wait there. She's here, you see. Right here. Come in, my dear. There's someone I want you to meet.
I've always wanted to meet you.
Yeah.
It's true. You're a legend. Did you know that?
You're joking.
They threatened us with you. Well, they did in training. When you get to be as good as Adam Kane, they said. Some of us started to hate you after a while. Like a favorite son. Why can't you be good like little Billy? You know, that changes you completely.
What does?
When you laugh. Your whole face changes.
Yeah?
You get softer. Are you soft, Adam Kane? Is that your guilty secret?
Oh, no. That's not my guilty secret. Yeah, some more wine.
I'll be squiff.
Are you good? You're not on duty now.
Who's paying the bill? This is a classy place.
Expenses.
I rather thought so. Aren't we supposed to be discussing the trip? Isn't that what they're paying for?
No, they're paying so as I can get to know you.
Oh?
So have some more wine.
I think I'm going to like being married to you, Adam Kane.
Now then, shall we begin or shall we wait?
Up to you.
These bright boys, they're always late. Absolutely no sense of responsibility.
Do we have to wait for them?
They had done most of the planning, you see. Devonish insisted that they attend the briefing.
You know what's going on, don't you?
Of course.
Well, brief us then.
You can always repeat it when they arrive, can't you, sir?
They're always late.
Viv, get it over with.
Very well, then. This is the raison d'etre, as it were. The whole point of the operation. This has to be delivered to an agent in Istanbul.
What is it?
It shouldn't trouble you.
It does.
Yes, I thought it might. Let's say it's a box of tricks, eh?
Come on, Viv.
NATO security procedures.
To an agent in Istanbul?
Turkey is part of NATO.
Well, why this way? Why an agent-to-agent drop? Couldn't we call him here and brief him?
Apparently not. The bright boys think otherwise.
Carry on.
You take it by train.
Train?
Yes, it's better that way. Less chance of bumping into the KGB.
But the train goes through Yugoslavia.
It also goes through Greece. It doesn't matter where it goes, Adam. You don't get off, and neither does that case. You don't get it out of your sight.
Either of our sights?
That's another reason for there being two agents.
Lovely.
Then, when you go to Istanbul... You...
Awfully sorry we're late.
Yes, well, you're here now. Adam...
We've met.
Oh, yes. Well, you don't know Miss Archer, do you?
No.
Miss Gaynor Archer, who will be Kane's backup on this trip. Our bright boys, Messrs. Silverman and Matthews.
Awfully pleased to meet you, Miss Archer.
This is going to be an awfully long trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't making it any shorter.
I'm thinking.
Well, you've got a long time to do that, don't you?
There's something wrong.
Beg your pardon?
With the operation, the whole idea, something terribly wrong.
I have a charming way of making the girl feel secure.
Well, think about it, darling.
It all seems very well planned.
Oh, yeah. Nothing left to chance. Copybook stuff. But it's all cobblers, isn't it?
What is?
This is... the train, the case, it's sprayed out of Eric Ambler. We don't do things like this anymore.
It does seem a trifle quaint.
Make those secrets in a black briefcase. The Orient Express, come on.
You don't think Spencer Dickens is up to something, do you?
I wouldn't put it past him.
What?
Smokescreen for something else.
Oh, Adam, don't.
I think you've got to edge your bets, Gaynor, love. That's the way you stay alive. There's something else on the go, too. I'm going to find out what it is.
How?
and down to the boozer. Have a look around.
The saloon? But why?
The scotch helps me to think. You coming?
No, I don't think so.
All right, then. Oh, and I'd better say this, hadn't I?
Oh, yes. Don't leave me with the case, whatever you do.
A malt scotch. Le whisky écosse, s'il vous plaît. Malt.
One more scotch, sir, right away. With water and ice?
No, thanks. On a sand.
Let it work.
Excuse me.
Hmm?
You're English, aren't you?
How can you tell?
Well, so am I. I'm rather lost, I'm afraid. Do you mind if I join you?
It wasn't real, none of it. The wagon leap, the saloon car, the old trip. A black briefcase on my lap, and now a bird picking me up. Every nerve was yelling foul. Only who was fouling who, and why? I didn't know, but I was pretty sure I was going to get the short end. This bird was too good to be true.
My name's Elizabeth. Elizabeth Ballinger.
Yeah?
What's yours?
It's Anna.
Oh, should I? Are you famous?
No. It's... Look, I'm married.
Oh.
So, if you'll excuse me, I'd better go home to the little woman.
Quick drink?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know.
Well, that's cryptic for a start.
She wasn't KGB. At least I don't think so. And I'm not usually wrong.
Who wasn't KGB?
Look at me.
What?
Look hard at me. Now, if you didn't know me from a bar of soap, would you try and pick me up in a pub on the Orient Express?
I don't know.
No, be honest. Would you fancy me just like that, just by looking at me?
Honest?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought.
Well, mind you, when you do get to know you, Adam, you really...
Someone's onto us.
Who?
I don't know at all. But we don't leave this compartment, not till we get to Istanbul.
Oh, but Adam...
We stay right here. They can send us food in.
Well, it isn't just that. It's a long way to Istanbul, and there are things that a lady has to do. Like right at this moment.
Oh.
I won't be long.
Thing is, darling, are you a lady?
Sick? I'm afraid so. It isn't serious, but he's in bed, poor blighter.
You've known Silverman a long time, haven't you, Matthews?
Oh, yes. We started here together. Same school, in fact.
Yes?
He's a little older, but a fine chap. Fine chap.
There are some things I wanted to ask him about.
Things?
This, delivery to Istanbul.
No trouble, is there?
Not yet. Not that I know about. But I wouldn't know, would I? Kane can't report that he gets there.
No, he can't.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask Silverman about.
Yes? What do you want? I told you not to contact me, not to come near me. You better come inside. Hurry before anyone sees you.
Excuse me. That's quite all right. Oh, you're English too.
Yes, that's right.
So am I.
Go on.
I'm a little lost, I'm afraid.
In what way?
Well, it's my first trip abroad, you see. It's all so strange.
You're not in trouble, are you?
Oh, goodness, no. Just a little confused.
Well, can I help?
Well, it's so nice to have someone to talk to.
Well, why don't you join us then?
Us?
My husband and myself. We're right here.
Join you?
Well, at least you'll have someone to talk to, won't you?
You must have thought me awfully forward, Mr. Kane.
Yeah.
It wasn't that at all. I was so lonely, you see.
Oh.
But now, well, your wife has been so kind. I feel a lot better. Look, I have a whole pile of magazines in my compartment. I'm sure you'd like to see them. I won't be a moment.
You don't mind, do you?
No, no, of course not.
Are you out of your mind?
I think you're right. She is up to something.
And what the heck did you invite her in here for?
Or rather, the devil you know.
You're out of your mind, darling.
We can take care of her.
Take care? What sort of books do you read?
Ones with happy endings, Adam.
You know what I don't like?
What?
Uppish birds who think they could do things better than me.
Oh, dear.
I'm running this operation and we do things my way.
Well, should I tell her not to bother with the magazines, then?
You stay right where you are.
There. I wasn't long, was I?
No. No time at all.
I thought you'd like to read these.
So?
Why don't we all have a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we?
I'll go and order it, shall I?
Why not, since you're ordering everything else?
Now, now, darling. Don't be nasty.
He's what? Silverman? Are you sure? Thought he was at home in bed. Matthew said he was ill. I see. You're absolutely certain. Yes. Yes, yes, keep me posted, will you? The moment you hear anything. Matthews?
What's the matter? What's wrong with Silverman?
Did you know your friend had gone abroad?
No, no, he couldn't have.
He left the same day that Kane left. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't on the same train.
No.
What do you know about all this, Matthews?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You two are up to something.
No, he wasn't supposed to be...
Supposed to what?
Nothing.
You're up to something, both of you.
It was Silverman. He's run out on me.
Double-crossed you?
Yes.
I think you'd better tell me all about it.
Long time.
Yeah. You wouldn't know about that, would you?
What?
Who are you with, Elizabeth?
With? I'm with you, aren't I?
No, you are. Where are you going?
On holiday, I told you.
Hmm.
But don't you believe me?
I might. And then again... Tell me, why do you keep looking at that briefcase?
That's right, a helicopter. Are we or are we not a part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? Good. Then I want a helicopter to meet me in Trieste, a fast one. I want to get to that train before it reaches the Yugoslav border. I must reach that train. Do you understand? Thank you. You had better start praying, Matthews.
Praying?
That I'm not too late to stop your friend.
You'll stay right where you are. Doesn't this frighten you?
I've seen guns before.
You're restraining a bird.
You don't know the half, Adam Kane. I bought the tea.
I see.
Adam?
Get him to put it down over there, will you?
Would you mind putting it down over there?
Certainly, madam.
Gentlemen, you have found the door! Lock it, quickly!
Well, it looks as if I stopped you just in time, didn't I?
Adam, it isn't what you think.
Yeah, I can see that now.
I have begun, and so does my young friend, Gaynor.
Awfully sorry, Adam.
You were going to shoot this young lady.
No.
Pity. You would have saved us the trouble. We're only a few kilometers from the Yugoslav border. After we've crossed, I shall shoot you both. Then Gaynor and I will leave the train with... your briefcase.
What are you?
Not KGB, simply a businessman.
Mm.
Yes. I've been waiting for this opportunity for years. They're expecting me, of course. Both of us. This young lady and I will be paid well.
And what about Matthews? Was he in on it?
Yes. He helped me plan it. I couldn't do it without him. But he thinks Gaynor will bring the money back to us in London. It's really very impractical.
And you?
The girl, don't you know? I work for Spencer Dickens. I'm a backup.
Oh, blimey.
And Matthews was frightened of you. If only he could see you now. This is the end for you, Adam Kane.
Yeah. Sorry, darling.
So am I. I tried to...
Gaynor?
Yes?
Search her. See if she's carrying a gun.
Okay. Right.
Get
right. Right, darling. Let's have that gun. Your mate's had it.
Good.
Adam?
You all right?
I'm fine. What on earth made the train stop like that?
Look out the window.
A helicopter. Getting out of it.
He pops up in the strangest places. Thank heavens.
Adam? Adam Kane?
Viv.
What a lovely surprise. Come on in. You just missed a lovely party.
You're very unfair, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you might have told him that we wouldn't have managed without him.
Go on.
Well, if he hadn't stopped the train when he did, we would have had it. Wouldn't we?
Maybe. I wouldn't bet on it.
No. Neither would I. You know what I was glad about, happiest about?
What?
That you weren't married to that awful girl.
Yeah? Tell me something. Honestly. If you'd never met me before and you saw me in a saloon car for the first time, would you really try to pick me up?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.